Warning, the podcast you're about to hear has a unique conservative perspective and may be politically incorrect, containing some controversy in its message. This episode may speak out against liberalism, socialism, the dark state, and religious organizations. It is possible that evil in politics, education, law, society, and religion will be discussed and exposed. However, we believe this podcast adds truth and value to a mature, disenfranchised audience who may be tired of apostate religions and wicked world systems. Listeners who are easily offended, overly sensitive, or have progressive leanings sympathetic to the topics we expose should be forewarned not to listen any further. We thank both those who choose to listen as well as those who choose not to listen. You've been warned. And now, let us get on with the show.
It's Friday, April 12th. Welcome to the utterly ridiculous world in which we live. Absolutely stupid, ridiculous, full of lies and deceit. And the main reason is to keep you occupied with a bunch of bread and circuses, a bunch of nonsense, to keep every human being looking the other way so they don't see the glory of God, number one. They don't recognize God, number two. And number three, they don't recognize that they're going to die. And they don't recognize, I guess this would be number four, that they're going to die in eternal torment in hell forever once they leave their bodies. The whole goal is to keep the human race occupied, doing everything possible but seeing the truth. Everything possible but seeing the truth. That's why we have the space program. It's not about space. There is no space. That's why we have moon landings. That's why we have idiots that think they're going to go to Mars. They have these stupid things going on so that you don't see, that the humans don't see how this world is really made, how this land is really made. They don't see the firmament. They don't see the expanse. They don't see the heavens. And they obviously don't see that there is a divine, almighty creator God at the center of that expanse, looking down on his creation. Because the whole thing is a false system by fallen angels. The whole thing that we're here, it's just a probationary period. And I'm concerned that the vast majority of people simply aren't passing the probation. Those who are, it's not because, oh, they're great or they're smarter or they're wiser or anything like that. It's because at one time they called out to God. They cried out to God and said, if you exist, meet me. Meet me. If you exist, reveal yourself to me because I've reached rock bottom. I can't go any further in this life. I see what it brings and what it is and what I'm doing to myself. Please meet me. If you really are an all-powerful God and you really do exist, please reveal yourself. Those people who did that, that cried out to God, God revealed himself to them and they gained truth and understanding and wisdom. That's the only reason they know. That's the only reason. But the humans who haven't got to that point of seeing their own depravity and their own sin and the disgust of their own life, they think they're eating steak and really they're just eating maggots because they're so blind and so deluded in this world. It's unbelievable. I was that guy. I thought I was eating steak. I really did. I had no idea I was in the pit just gorging on maggots and rubbish and trash and feces. I had no idea. I thought I was eating steak because my eyes were covered with an illusion. I was plugged into the satanic world. I was a horrible, horrible demon-possessed man. Horrible. Folks, you have no idea who I used to be. I was so angry. I was so violent. I was such a violent person. I loved violence. I loved fighting. I loved the arts of fighting. I was horrible. my whole demeanor, my whole spirit. Oh, I was just an arrogant, ugly, ugly man. But I reached rock bottom. I came to a point in my life where I said, I don't want to live this way anymore. I don't want to be that guy. And I can't control it. I can't bite my own tongue. I can't not hate people. I cannot prevent myself from just emitting this intense anger. I can't help myself just not wanting just to go over and just hit somebody at the head with a brick. I was so angry. I couldn't help myself. And I said, I don't want to be that guy no more. I need spiritual change at a deep, deep level. I didn't even know what I was asking for, but I knew that if there was a real God out there, I couldn't even pray, folks. If you ever read Demons in My Marriage Bed, you'll understand I was to a point where I couldn't even talk to God because of the guilt and shame that was upon me. It was so heavy that I couldn't even speak. I didn't deserve to talk to a God. That's how I looked at it. Oh, I can talk to my ancient ancestors. I can talk to demons. I can talk to ghosts. I didn't think they were ghosts at the time. I thought they were my ancient ancestors helping me. I can talk to Indian petroglyphs and rocks and be very spiritual. I can spread sage around and do rituals. I could do all the shamanic stuff and talk to the four winds and do rituals that way, but I could not talk to God because I was so bound in my spirit. I was so bound. And I remember clearly the day that I finally eked out a prayer. I was barely driving to work. I mean, I had one eye closed, one eye open. I was leaned up on the car. I'm surprised I didn't just crash and die. I was so physically sick and spiritually tormented and so demonized. I can barely make it. And I said those exact words, God, if you're real, if you really do exist, I need help. And I eked out this weird little prayer, and that was the first time I could actually pray. And it was a big turning point for me, because you know what? Everybody that I know that's had a demarcation point in their life that actually met God and their lives were actually changed. They were going one direction, and then they suddenly started going the other direction. They're not perfect overnight. I'm not perfect over many years. Many years I'm not perfect. It's not about perfection. Our perfection relies in God and Christ. But I know many people that had a demarcation point, and every single one of them say the same thing. They called out to God and said, if you're real, reveal yourself. Simple as that. We live in a messed up world, folks. If you, my God, we lived in a messed up world because it is ending. I keep saying that. And a lot of people are saying that. You know it is, but I'm telling you, it's old like a garment. It's old. Next Monday, Lord willing, I'm going to continue in Ezra, and we're going to see that the earth, that God has told Ezra that as the earth gets older, it gets more and more feeble, more and more weak. The humans that are produced now are not like the humans that were produced even 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Certainly think back about people, greats like Alexander the Great. Think about, I know when I did a study on Daniel years ago and I really studied King Cyrus, man, these guys were some bad dudes. I mean, as far as like men, I mean, world, they ruled the world. These guys were amazing. They do not make men like that today. Our men, including myself, are not like that today. There is no Alexander the Great. No, that's why Caesar, the first Caesar, Augustus, he was so disappointed because he never could achieve the greatness that Alexander the Great had achieved at age 33, in his 30s. As this earth gets older, it's like a womb and it produces less quality children. Look around you. Look around you. You can see it. We humans are just really, really dumb today. Oh, we think we're smart. We got Teslas floating around, going to Mars. Really? You got to know it's real because it looks so fake. That's what Elon says. You got to know it's real because it looks so fake. Moon landing. You got to know it's real because it looks so fake. We're stupid, man. And it's only God's wisdom that you can see through this stuff and open your eyes. It's a sad, sad situation. The world's getting older. It is at its point of dying. The children are weak. The earth is weak. It's groaning for its redemption. It's about to bust. It's not getting better. This ain't getting better. The weather is just extreme, and it's going to continue to be so. A lot of the experts that follow this stuff give it a couple of years. I say no. It's not. I say it's. I think it's even surprising them because winter hasn't stopped. Winter hasn't stopped in this nation. As of this speaking right now, half the nation, Texas, the Dakota, the Montanas, Colorado. I mean, there's a big swath. There's another Midwest. Mid-United States bomb cyclone going on. It's spring, folks. It's not ending. So in the midst of all of this, you know, your mainstream media, which I don't watch. So when I consider mainstream media, I'm talking about the stuff I see on, you know, Apple News or Yahoo News, things like that. They don't talk about it. They're just now starting to mention some of the weather. Just now, because they can't ignore it anymore. But all they do is talk about Trump and, Ocasio-Cortez and Pelosi and, you know, the Mueller report and a few things in Israel and, you know, this and that. That's all they talk. It's just bread and circuses, what celebrities doing this, who threw the football, who threw the basketball, you know, just a bunch of nonsense. And they're missing, well, you know, what's really going on. For the first time, folks, a black hole has been photographed. Now, if you believe this, no, seriously, if you believe this, you really, really, really need to start thinking deep. Black hole has been, there's a picture of it. And it looks like a fiery donut with light. Now, when I first saw this, I knew it was a lie and I knew it was a deception because, number one, black holes are a theory. That's not even a fact. It's a theory. Now, Einstein came up with this theory with his theory of relativity. But even Einstein says it probably isn't true. He didn't think that black holes were really true or really existed, but it was a theory he proposed. The other thing he said, and everybody's believed this up to the point of this picture being shown on the internet, all scientists believed up to this point that black holes were impossible to see. Because by their very nature, the theory behind it is a huge gravitational pull. I don't know where they're getting the gravity from, but anyway, huge gravitational pull that sucks light and all matter and everything into it. So there's no light, nothing. So they're impossible to see. But nay, nay, until now. So here's a story from The Guardian, black hole picture. Captured for first time in space breakthrough. And I'm going to show you how that's a lie because there's a follow-up article that I read today that it is not a picture at all. It's not, they want you to believe, see, that it's an image captured by a camera, but it's not. The same thing when you see the globe, the blue marble that you think is the world, you know that's not a picture, right? Those are pieces of computer digital data that they take from various satellites, allegedly, and then they take this data and then wrap it around a ball. And this first started in the early 70s. There was no picture, quote unquote, of the globe, of the Earth globe, until the early 70s when they took images and wrapped it around a globe. That's why over the years, the picture of the blue marble has changed. It changes. And I'm not making this stuff. This is fact. This is out there. You can look this up and see that what I'm telling you is the truth. If you've never heard this before, it's the truth. There's a guy who claims that that's what he does for NASA. He develops the ball. But by his own admission, see, they if they come out and lie, and they got people that call them on that, they're not going to be able to backpedal. So what they do is they will tell you what they're doing in so many subtle words, but most people don't get it or pick it up or ever read far enough or study far enough. But the ball is not real. There has never been a camera that actually took a picture of the globe Earth. You see what I mean? I used to believe there were pictures there. I used to be very anti-flat Earth. Very anti-flat Earth. And one of the big things that got me is, what about all the pictures? How do you refute the pictures? Because I thought the pictures were evidence, because I was not aware that the pictures are not evidence. There are no pictures. But I didn't know that until I had a further research. That's what I'm saying. So our own globe is done by the same way, through a algorithms of computer data, bits and bytes, ones and zeros, and that's what makes the picture. But this article would make you believe that the black hole picture is captured for the first time in a space breakthrough. It says network of 8 radio telescopes around the world records revolutionary image. So this is a big thing. Apparently it's been all on social media, all on the internet, and used to mock flat earthers and said, okay, flat earthers, shut up now. We now have a picture of space. Those who are flat earthers and really believe for the real reason, because it's the biblical cosmology, and you understand what it does in your view to God and how God views this flat earth, looking down on it, his creation, then things make sense. And then when you see stuff like this, you can see right through it, because it's all a lie. And the whole, like I said, the whole idea for the lie is to get you not to see God. Right? Whether you're a Christian or not, it's to get you not to see God. I did not believe in a flat earth the vast majority of my Christian life. I was still a Christian, but I didn't see it. Now I see it. It's opened up so many doors for me in wisdom. It's unbelievable, because now you can understand Scripture so much better. Tune in Monday. You'll love some of this stuff in Ezra. God's cosmology is amazing. Satan's cosmology is stupid. This is stupid. Astronomers have captured the first image of a black hole, heralding a revolution in our understanding of the universe's most enigmatic objects. The picture shows a halo of dust and gas. How do they know that? How do they know it's a halo of dust and gas? How do they know that? Tracing the outline of a colossal black hole. How do they know that? At the heart of the Miser 87 galaxy, 55 million light years from Earth. 55 million light years from Earth, right? Right through the firmament, right through the expanse, way out there. The black hole itself is a cosmic trapdoor from which neither light nor matter can escape. Is unseeable. That's what the article says. But the latest observations take astronomers right to its threshold, for the first time illuminating the event horizon beyond which all known physical laws collapse. So, though it's a black hole and they're unseeable because all light is sucked in, they've actually taken a picture of one, they claim, and it shows light around it, because they got it right before it happens. All right? So the breakthrough image was captured by the Event Horizon Telescope, It's a network of 8 telescopes spanning locations from Antarctica to Spain and Chile in an effort involving more than 200 scientists. You know who these scientists are? They're computer graphic artists. That's who these scientists are. They're occultic liar Luciferians. They're lying. Just like the astronauts spent their whole lives lying and then they die in misery. Because they perpetrate a lie. Yeah. So this dude from Harvard University said, black holes are the most mysterious objects in the universe. We have seen what we thought was unseeable. We have taken a picture of a black hole. I'm going to show you how this is a lie. We have taken a picture because it's not a picture. And the gal who actually developed it, see, because they started to get questioned, so they had to do another follow-up article to kind of explain that it really wasn't a picture. But no one's going to read that follow-up article, right? No one's going to read it. They're just going to read this one. Anyway, it goes on. People had tears in their eyes when they saw it. We've been studying black holes for so long that sometimes it's easy to forget that none of us has ever seen one. This will leave an imprint on people's memories. That's exactly what they want to do. You need to read in here, we need more funding, right? This is about funding. The image gives a glimpse of the black holes. It's a fuzzy donut-shaped ring of gas. It's radiation. I mean, they go on and on. It says black holes were first predicted by Einstein's theory of relativity. Now, although Einstein himself was skeptical that they actually existed. But since then, astronomers have accumulated overwhelming evidence that these cosmic sinkholes are out there, including recent detection of gravitational waves that ripple across the cosmos. Really? Black holes are so small, dark, and distant that observing them directly requires a telescope with a resolution equivalent to being able to see a bagel on the moon. This was one thought to be an insurmountable challenge. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it goes on and on and on. It's a long-ass thing. Here's the student who developed the crucial algorithm. They found a little poster boy. Her name is Katie Bauman. She's now at Caltech. She was studying at MIT when she came up with a key algorithm. This is all BS, folks. This is all, they're kind of backpedaling and, you know, telling you, but the Event Horizon Telescope relies on a technique called inferometry, I guess. It's a bit like trying to reconstruct a pebble being dropped into a pond by placing detectors, blah, blah, blah. And this presented an unprecedented computational challenge. It's computers. This little gal, too, has her degrees in computer science, but it's also has a degree in artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, demons. The amount of data collected was so enormous that it had to be physically shipped to a central location. Now, let me ask you this. If it's a picture of a black hole, how come it has so much data that has to be shipped into another location? If it's just a picture of a black hole, see, they make it sound like there was telescopes out there, and then they went, snap, and they got a picture of it. That's not what happened. The MIT Haystack Observatory, in the form of half a ton of hard drives, just to get this one picture. So that should just make you kind of think. Developing new sophisticated algorithms was a crucial part of turning the data into an image. You get this? Unless you read it carefully, you'll read right past it. Data was used to turn into an image. It's not an image, folks. It's not a picture of a black hole. It's data that was turned into an image by sophisticated algorithms. These needed to not only combine the data, but also filter out noise caused by factors like atmospheres, humidity, warps. See how then it's all confused now. And so you're like, oh, these guys are scientists. They're so smart. The bottom line you need to get out of this, it's not a picture. It's ones and zeros. It's bits and bytes. It's algorithms that Katie Bauman came up with a new algorithm while she was studying computer science at MIT. And it stitches together data collected across the EHT network. Once again, it stitches together data. Bauman went on to lead an elaborate series of tests aimed at ensuring that the EHT's image was not the result of some form of technical glitch or fluke. At one stage, this involved a collaboration split into four separate teams, but we're proven to you, blah, blah, blah. We're a melting pot of astronomers, physicists, mathematicians, engineers, whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, she is not a scientist. She's a computer person. She's also into artificial intelligence, and she came up with an algorithm that got data that then stitches this data together to form this image. It is not a friggin' picture. This is from CNN. Next article, CNN. This was released Wednesday, April 10th. The article I just read to you was the day before. And it says, that image of a black hole you saw everywhere? ? Thank this grad student for making it possible. There's a little picture of her giggling, right? And this picture of her giggling, she has a picture of her in front of a laptop, and she has her fingers interlaced, and she's covering her lips and her nose like the shh. Have you seen this? The shh. It's a secret. I have a secret. Shh. It's an occult sign. This is what these people do. It's a shh. Got a secret. Secret, secret. I've got a secret. It's a secret. Because it's a lie. Anyway, CNN, they can't lie. They're CNN, right? Imagine trying to take a photo of an orange that's on the moon with your smartphone. It seems impossible. That's what it was like for scientists trying to capture an image of a black hole in space. See how it sounds like they just took a picture? But they didn't. Despite the tall order, an international team of more than 200 researchers unveiled the image of a black hole. The effort wouldn't have been possible without Katie Bauman, who developed the algorithm, blah, blah, blah. 3 years ago, Bauman led the creation of an algorithm that eventually helped capture this first-of-a-kind image, a supermassive black hole, the shadow at the center of a galaxy. She was then a graduate student in computer science and artificial intelligence at MIT. Anyway, now check this out. Black holes are extremely far away and compact, so taking a photo of one is no easy task. Black holes, by definition, are invisible, although they can give off a shadow when they interact with the material around them. So anyway, they got a global network known as Event Horizon. And now these telescopes projected, right? All these telescopes collected millions of gigabytes of data. It wasn't a photograph. It was gigabytes of data used a technique known as interferometry. But there's still large gaps in the data that needed to be filled in. What are they telling you? They made this up. It got data, huge amount of data, but it was gaps that needed to be filled in. That's where Bauman's algorithm comes in. She's used imaging algorithms. Researchers created three scripted code pipelines to piece together the picture. It's not a real picture. It never was. It never will be. It's a lie. They took sparse and noisy data that the telescopes spit out, and then they tried to make an image out of it. Here's what she says. We develop ways to generate synthetic data. What does that mean, folks? Generate synthetic data. It's not real. It's synthetic. And use different algorithms and test it blindly to see if we can recover an image. We didn't want to just stop at one algorithm. We wanted to develop many different algorithms that all have different assumptions built into them. All of them recover the same general structure. Then that builds your confidence. So I don't know what she's talking about, but I do know that they made it up. The result is a groundbreaking image of a lopsided ring-like structure that Albert Einstein predicted more than a century ago in his theory of general relativity. The researchers had generated several photos, and they all looked the same. The image of the black hole presented on Wednesday was not from any one method, but all the images from different algorithms were blurred together. It's not a picture. It's computer data blurred together. No matter what we did, she said, you would have to bend over backwards crazy to get something that wasn't this ring. Wow. You believe what you want. I don't believe it 1 minute. Climate change, crazy weather. It's going to continue, hasn't stopped. Here's torrential rain in Rio de Janeiro. It leaves 10 dead. Rio de Janeiro, torrential rain left at least 10 people dead. This last Tuesday, they were trapped by this downpour. Usually heavy rain began Monday. Unusually heavy rain began Monday. Continued to Tuesday. It triggered widespread flash flooding, turned some streets into raging rivers, toppled trees, swept away cars, state of emergency. This is just one flood in one city in one country. The Middle East is getting hammered. India's getting hammered. Indonesia getting hammered. United States getting hammered. Nebraska's hammered. But this one, Yahoo News happened to talk about. Yahoo News. First time. Heavy runoff from neighboring hills gushed through some apartment buildings, shops, leaving behind mud and debris. Bodies of three people were found in a car buried in a market. A man was electrocuted. It was a fierce storm, stunned residents who are long used to wild weather battering their city, but they've never witnessed anything like this. Unprecedented, folks. And they said they were amazed at all of this. Rushing water, crushed fallen trees, streets torn up. The pictures are amazing. It's just a mess. Just a mess. Yeah. Torrential rain in February, just a few months ago, killed at least six people in Rio de Janeiro. Yeah. It's everywhere. Let's see. Here's one. Doctors give 8-year-old girls testosterone, claim they're transgender. It's a long article. I'm not going to read it all, but it's totally disgusting. It's from neonnettle.com. Neon Nettle. It says, their efforts to fight the medicalization of gender has uncovered government-funded research, folks, allowing wrong sex hormones such as testosterone to be administered to girls as young as 8 years old. Dr. Michael Laidlaw outlined how hormonal treatments and surgical interventions on young people are causing incredible harm. Laidlaw explained how hormonal treatments were promoting harmful practices on young children. In his remarks, he described how medical scenarios such as girls as young as 13 and 14 old undergoing double mastectomies. 13, 14 years old, double mastectomies. And 17-year-old boys with penises of 9-year-olds because of chemical puberty blocker. It's now showing up. See, the chickens are coming home to roost. This is the next generation. There's not going to be anything left to govern or do anything. This is wild animal park now. It's over. The gender identity trend is seeing children as young as 8 getting gender transition treatment injections, he explained. In a recent court case, the phrase was defined as a person's core eternal sense of their gender, a primary factor in defining their sex, not biology. Really? Your biology doesn't determine your gender. It's your core eternal sense. You understand what I mean? I mean, how stupid has the human become? These doctors and people are saying this, how stupid, how weak, how feeble-minded have they become? Because the earth is old. It's about to give up. It's birthing crap. Human crap. See, it's old. It's like an old womb. An old lady cannot give birth. And when she does, the chances of that child being extremely retarded or extremely ill and having problems is so great. The earth is the same way. It's giving birth to retarded children. Yeah. Yes. This doctor said that definition of gender is false. Laidlaw said that no blood test, brain imaging scans, or genetic testing could find a gender identity. He added, there is no objective test to diagnose this, yet we are giving very harmful therapies on the basis of no objective diagnosis. This Dr. Laidlaw will probably be found dead at some time here pretty soon. He'll probably be suicided because you can't have guys out there like this going against this agenda. Hormone blockers such as Lupron, which has never been approved by the FDA, is prescribed off-label. Oh, what a shock. The FDA is not even involved in this. Oh, my gosh, what a shock. No government oversight on this. Oh, man, I'm just stunned. Laidlaw says that puberty blockers are a form of chemical conversion therapy. Noted that the Endocrine Society now favors postponing puberty in gender dysphoric youth. The reason that Jazz Jennings, transgender star of the TLC series, I Am Jazz, has reportedly never had any sexual sensations or orgasms is that his natural puberty was halted at this stage. It was not allowed to occur. These puberty-blocking drugs also disrupt normal brain and bone development, putting kids at future risk of osteoporosis, and it makes them retarded. I mean, it really does. That's what we got. In England, Oxford professor Michael Biggs discovered through a Freedom of Information request that at the Tavistock, gender clinic, children reported greater self-harm with these particular medications, and girls exhibited greater emotional problems and dissatisfaction with their bodies. Now you'd think if you stop these side effects, all these medications, wouldn't you want to stop? Right? You'd want to stop if you knew all this stuff. Anyway, puberty blockers are given to children at 8 or 9 when they're in 3rd and 4th grade. So one doctor's doing a 5-year study. She's received $5.7 million National Institute of Health Research grant. In one of her publications, it shows that mastectomies have been done on girls as young as 13. It goes on and on. It's on our Facebook page if you care to read the rest of the article. Unbelievable. 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 My last story for today. French priests. A 150-year-old heart is being venerated in New York City. Venerated. That means worshipped, folks. So if you have nothing else to do on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, you may want to go to New York City and go worship a 150-year-old human heart. Here's a picture of it. It's in a little case. Has a little house, little home. And there's a picture there of two women praying in front of a container bearing the heart of St. John Vianney. That was on Saturday, April 6th, at the St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. It's a 150-year-old heart of the French priest is being toured throughout the United States. So maybe he'll come to a town near you. Hopefully he'll come near me. You know, I can go and worship this 150-year-old heart, because that's the thing. That's what we need. I don't know who this old guy, this old French priest is, but his heart's on tour. It's a Roman Catholic relic. It was on display Saturday at St. Patrick's Cathedral, 5th Avenue. Mm-hmm. The Knights of Columbus fraternity is sponsoring the Pilgrimage of the Heart. That's the Catholic Masonic, because they couldn't join the Masons, right, at one point, so they started their Knights of Columbus. Same junk. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, is to lead a Sunday procession venerating, that means worshiping, the heart of St. John Vianney. This guy was a priest in southern France, in southern French town of Ayres, outside of Lyon. And he lived during the French Revolution, helping to hide priests on the run. There you go. So they rewarded him by ripping his heart out. That's nice. The tradition of preserving the body parts of saintly Catholics goes back to the Middle Ages. St. Catherine of Siena died in Rome. Her hometown of Siena wanted her remains. They didn't want to get caught making off with the whole body, decided just to take her head. That's nice. It's a nice religion, Catholicism, isn't it? There's some good people here. Vianney is considered the patron saint of parish priests. He's famed for hearing confessions for endless hours with an ear so understanding that he drew Catholics from all around Europe. They should have cut his ears off and worshipped those too. I think it would have been cool to have a heart in the middle and then two ears right there. And I think that would have had more impact on us infidels. He would also recount to them the sins they left out. Wow, because he instinctively felt who they are. But he had a heart of gold. So, you know, people are confessing to him. He's like, hey, you left out the fact that, you know, you're a creep, because I could sense that you're a creep. In the next week, Vianney's heart will be displayed in schools. That's nice for the children and churches in other parts of New York City, Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Long Island, blah, blah, blah. The relic is returned to its permanent home at a French shrine in Ars in early June. Vianney was recognized by the church as a saint. Since then, priests especially have honored him and looked to him as a good model for the way they're supposed to be living their lives. That's why they molest children, because they're living good lives and molesting young children. That's what we do as demon-possessed religious people. This one Monsignor, who has worked as a pastor at parishes in Bronx and Harlem, here's what he said. It's a perfect time, especially for priests in the middle of the scandals. That means the sex scandals, right? Of molesting and raping children. Yeah, those scandals. It's a perfect time for priests in the middle of sexual scandals and pedophilia and all of the stories that are going around about us raping children. We need an example of somebody good, holy and pure. So we'll just go worship his stupid human heart that was taken out of his body upon his death. Yeah, that's stupid. That goes beyond. In fact, that goes beyond stupid. You know, that's black hole stupid. Yeah, that's black hole stupid. That's algorithm data collecting black hole stupid. That's all I got to say about that. All right. Oh, hopefully I'll get that show up Monday, and it'll be much better, because we're going to talk about truth rather than the nonsense. All right. Good night.
first day was different. Life was a thrill. You knew tomorrow would be better still. Things have changed, you're much older now. If you're unhappy and you